Hey, hi. Hi. How you doing? I'm doing well. I'm assuming you read the title so you know what you're here for. But in case you didn't and you just clicked, risky fuck. I'm doing an unboxing today again. So this one was actually I'm not responsible for this one showing up. A really generous supporter got it for me. So I'm actually a little bit unsure of the exact details of the item, but I have another toy to open up and talk about and stick in myself. So yeah, I think I'm just gonna like open the box. I do know it is from the Edge toys, and I've done a review for some of their other stuff, and I really quite liked it. They are a new store, a new shop, and yeah, I've been really excited about the stuff that they've put out. Okay, someone left me the sharp things all over again. So yeah, really quickly, just for anybody who gives a shit, really discreet packaging. It came f via UPS, so I always bitch about shipping because I hate it. But it is a necessary evil, understandably. I'm not a particularly massive fan of the courier services because they add like an extra $30 to carrying a tiny box. Which I understand. But anyway, that's my rant while I try not to cut my fingers off with it. So here's the thing too. I don't have a good pair of scissors to open this box. I have like a raggedy pair that I pulled from my craft chest that I had initially tried to get sharpened, and then they're not good enough to be sharpened. So it's fine. Just run the risk of hurting ourselves. Okay, I'm in the box. Oh yeah, bitch. So I guess I just before I start shuffling papers and things too terribly much, I just want to say thank you so very much to the person that got this for me. It's just kind of mind-blowing to have that sort of offer made. So I really appreciate it, and I just want to make sure that they get their dues, because it's thanks to them that we get this review and hopefully some orgasms. Hopefully. I'm going to get mine. We have a cute invoice on the side. Not invoices, sorry, right. This is their. They have a piece of paper with all your instructions of how to take care of your toy and stuff. I've talked about that at length. I always like seeing that sort of stuff. I should probably. So, okay, I record with my lighting set to red because it's just a little. It's a mood. But I'm not gonna be able to tell you how this fucking toy looks if I'm looking at it in a red light. Okay, we're better now. So the box has tissue paper like everybody does, but it's black with stars on it. So pretty. Okay. Beat me. Okay. Okay, folks, we're gonna focus. It's fine. We're gonna shake the paper out to make sure we don't miss anything. We're gonna toss the box. I forgot that these guys do. I've talked at length about how much I like extras, right? I'm a simple bitch. I like value, and I like special extras. Like, I don't know how many of you remember, prizes and cereal boxes, because I don't do that shit anymore. Because of diabetes. I think. Anyway, I got a rock candy and a really cute gummy robot. It's not a gummy, it's a silicone robot. It's pink. And a sticker. Oh, fuck yeah. They have some really fun stickers. They're always alien themed. Yeah, From the Edge is all like UFO alien themed. Ah! Oh my god. Okay. Let's talk about this. Okay. Sorry, I'm looking for words. So, in the dong collecting community, maws have been a big deal, like tongue head combos. No, come out! Come on! Good baggage, guys. Oh, there we go. Just stretch it. She's stretched. She's ruined. She's never going to be the same ever again. So anyway, they released, From the Edge released their own Maw version, and I've been watching this one a little bit because they have, okay, I'm a bit of a snob. I kind of have preferred versions of how I like to see the Maw type design handled, and I like seeing the really fancy sculpted bases with like the heads and stuff, because, I like that shit. This one has like a full head. Oh, okay. So, I'm going to back up. This is Tallfang's Maw. Okay. So I'm really focused today. Okay. So where do I start? Let's talk about what he looks like. So, the base is a really cool sculpt of like the front of his head. So you have the upper and lower jaw, and then back to like where his eyes are. And then it's like, if he were cut off, like right at the neck. So you can see he's oh my God, he's got six eyes. That's fucking, so it is I guess Tallfang would be an alien dragon type deal. I bet if I looked at the website, I would have a better answer to that. It's so chompy. It kind of reminds me a little bit of like a Gila monster head. Or like the iguanas that are like really like flat. Like they're really old and their faces are like kind of flat and fucked up. It reminds me of that. He's got teethies. I looked at this listing. Okay. I looked at this listing. No. So I have this like weird egotistical thing where sometimes it's really neat to own like the product that gets used for photos for a while, and the Tallfang that I own and the Udinata that I own are both used as product photos on the From the Edge website right now. Assumably they'll eventually be replaced as they do more really wicked beautiful pours, but this Tallfang's the product photo Tallfang, I think. It's a weird kink. It's a weird kink. I don't even... this one feels special. Okay, come back. Really cool head sculpt. Makes the base pretty heavy. But I can like chomp his mouth. That's fun. Then the tongue is really textured and bumpy. And my shit. He's got a bit of a S, like an S swoop to his, shaft design. Sorry, that was my stomach. I'm hungry. For fucking. Ah, why'd you get in the way like that? Okay. Sorry, I'm just like flipping. He's really cool. It feels like it's maybe a medium firmness. I don't know. I suppose I could find out. I'll find out for the titles and shit. Oh, they're like reverse ridges. Oh, it's gonna be neat. And then he's like a green. It kind of reminds me of like a candy cane a little bit in that it's like a green, white, red ribbony type marble. Ooh. And then the tongue is mostly pink. Anyway, I really want to know what it feels like. So I'm gonna do that thing where I take a break and give it a wash and then come back and I might eat something quickly so my stomach quits bothering me. But I'll be fucking back as quick as possible because I want to get fucked. I'm on it today. I wanna go. Okay, I'll be right back. Okay. I never remember to take my underwear off. Which is fine, but like you would think I would be proper prepared. It's not like I don't show up knowing what I'm gonna do. It's not like I show up and I'm like, oh, I wasn't supposed. Oh, I see. Goddamn bitch. Okay, let me talk a little bit more about what it looks like, because I feel like I was a touch light on it, just so we have an idea of size and stuff, because, as I've said before, sizes don't mean a lot to me, like numbers. Numbers don't mean a lot to me specifically, because I got a brain thing. That sounds horrible. I'll talk about it some other time. Okay, it's nothing serious. God damn it. Why did I? It's fine. We're fine. Refocusing. Okay. So at his widest point, he's as wide as three of my fingers. And he's kind of a chonky boy. So I'm a little bit picky with the moths that I like. And I like them to have like a little bit of interesting stuff going on. Like there's, I'm pretty sure I discussed this when I did Slav or Maw. Hydrate. Some of the designs are very reminiscent of the Bad Dragon design, which is really nice. I'm not. It's cute, but it is like a general kind of what I would call like a basic tongue design. Nothing wrong with a basic tongue design. There's just a lot out there, so things that are a little bit more unique will stand out. And this one kind of feels unique to me. He's not as wide as Slavermaw is, and I feel like Slavermaw is like a flat, like a wider, flatter design, whereas this guy is a little bit more shaft-like, proportional. There's a lot of texture. Oh, the underside of the tongue like looks like a spine for texture. Okay, if you're interested, I always have photos on my profile at some point. I kind of feel like I want, like I'm lit up a bit today. I am eager. Been pretty excited. But I think I'm still going to use some lube because there's a lot of texture on this boy, and I want to make things as easy for myself as possible because I want to enjoy myself, not worry about. Because I come back to the lube that I use in general. I don't need a lot of it. It works pretty well, and once things get moving, it won't be an issue. I just want to have a nice sloppy time today. I don't think I actually need to explain that very much. You understand, right? You get me? Ooh, he's got kind of like a forked tongue. Okay. It's always fun to like let the lube drip a little bit, but especially on this, it looks like literal slobber. And that's... I'm gonna get fucked by an alien mouth. I'm so excited. He looks real sweet though, you know? He's got his teeth rounded off, so he's not gonna do as much damage as one could hope. The tip is kind of tapered, so we're not having any issues getting him in. Okay. I forgot to think about how long he was. I don't. He's fucking long enough. Kind of do that thing where, you know, you just shift a little bit and then things just slip right in. Oh my god. Okay, let's focus. There's something about fuck. Okay. There's something really hot about the idea of a very long tongue something. You know what I mean? Okay, I'm into it. The texture is really pronounced, but it's rounded, so it's not. It's good. Oh, fuck. Fucking. Fucking play with my titties while I do it, because it. So I fuck. Oh, god damn it. Yeah. Yes. Oh shit. Oh. Fucking God. Oh, gee. We're just gonna ride him for a bit. I hope he can breathe. Sorry, I'll be back in a minute. I'm busy. shit. Oh my God. It's okay. You don't need to breathe. It's okay. Oh, fucking. I really like the texture. I'm a slut for texture. I'm fucking into that shit. It feels like if I go for too long, I might rub myself a bit sore. Don't care though. Some people are not into this. I kind of am a little bit. Not everybody's into like being poked in the cervix, so it does do that a little bit. But if you're into that shit. Fuck yeah. Oh, fuck you. Yes. I think it's time to hydrate. I'm not gonna let him go, though. Okay, I want to talk a little bit about the drink. I want to talk a little bit about the bass. So it's like chompy bass. So you have the lower jaw and the upper jaw. Some things to consider are that it's gonna make your toy heavier, and it makes the bass. Girl, come on, you know how to put this fucking lid on. Come on. When am I just gonna give up and get a better bottle? Never. Sorry, that was aggressive. I don't even know who that was. Okay, so the base is going to be heavier, so your shipping costs might be higher. It also means there's more silicone in the toy that isn't necessarily quote unquote usable if that's something that you're worried about. But I think we've established that I just appreciate the artwork, the art aspect that's going into designing these things. I think the head is fucking dope. I kind of want to get a custom to match my tall fang later. So what I the part that of the thing I want to talk about, my long roundabout way of getting there. Those teeth on my asshole are A plus. Solid. Fucking just like a little bit of extra stimulation just to me. And like not it's not like you can feel them flexing around and everything. So it's not like they're like pokey or anything. Just some nice extra attention to parts of the body that aren't always focused on. And I was holding like the top of the head to use it to thrust in. It was a really, oh, that was fucking, like, you heard, it was very good. Thinking about doing it again. God damn, I literally had lunch before I started recording. Why is my stomach so noisy? Hi, I'm a human being with organs. I like rearranging them though, so that's fun. What was I talking about? I don't think. Nah, I don't know, guys. I don't know about this one. Oh, fuck. Yeah. It's a really nice toy. It's a really nice tongue. Oh, what big teeth you have. Oh my god, six eyes. I don't know which ones to look into. I think makeout sessions are gonna be hard with this boy. I didn't even try. He's gonna have to rein it in a little bit to start, at least. Yeah, real. Like it. I like it. I like it. Oh, what a great day. Okay. I got
I've actually got something else I have to take care of right now, so I'm gonna... Such poor timing on my part. So I'll probably... I think I'm gonna leave you there. But I really like this toy. I think, even if you're not necessarily going to use it for, sexual play, it's a really cool art piece. I need to get it under a black light. Although I seem to remember, From the Edge doesn't do glow in the dark or UV right now. Oh, I'm gonna make him make out with all the other tongues. Okay. Thank you so very much for listening. I had a lot of fun. I'm honestly gonna maybe have a bit more fun. Fuck, as I get off. No. What I mean to say is... Oh, fuck it. Let's just play it out for a minute. I'm not gonna say goodbye again, though. Like, you can fucking hang up when I'm done. Don't worry about it. I won't even charge you. Oh, god damn it. I just really think it's a good length. It's a good fucking angle. It's fucking good. Creamy. Fucking. I love it. Okay, I'm done. Alright, I'm done. I need to stop. I have other things to do. Oh, I'm fucking dripping. Yeah, like that one. Please check them out. They're making really cool stuff. They have a couple other new ones that I need to look at. Thank you so much again to the person who got this for me. Fuck. I'm going away now. You can look at my profile for pictures. Okay, bye. Have a good day. Hi, this is just my little ending bit where I say, this review is not sponsored in any sort of way. I'm not receiving any sort of kickback. I purchased the toy and paid all of the lovely shipping by myself. And, just to cover my ass, not sponsored, all my own dumb opinion. Thank you so much for listening though. Bye.